Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine telling your grandparents to get lost. Kat McNaughton has encouraged them to do just that. Kat's a blogger turned game creator. We actually first met her back in 2019. She just created the card game called the Getting Lost Game, designed to get families away from screens and to connect through adventures outdoors. Well, since then, she's been busy selling her game around the world and winning a few awards along the way. She's now launching a grandparents edition of the game. She's with me in studio. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Remind me about that first game and how it worked.
Yeah, so a really simple concept, just taking all the kind of algorithms and the search kind of thing and turning it on its head and getting back to a bit of random exploration. So the first game was just things like follow a blue car, head to the highest place you can see,
yeah.
Head in the direction the wind's blowing. So just really, really random kind of adventures.
Sounds great in theory. And did people play it and enjoy it and did it take off?
Yeah, so they did. So when we talked in 2019, we were kind of just at the start of our journey. We were still selling in New Zealand. We obviously, COVID was an interesting time for an adventure game when people couldn't leave their houses.
Although with a lot more family time walking around the neighbourhoods, it's quite an ideal way to play.
Yeah, it was. And we actually ended up creating a game just for lockdown in the 4 days before lockdown started. So it's kind of like that, you know, necessity, the mother of invention, having to think about outside of the box, so to speak. So we had one game and then we thought, actually, this could be an antidote for any situation that we find ourselves in, like any day-to-day situation where we go, look, you know, I don't know about you with lockdown walks, walking around that block got pretty boring pretty quickly. So how do you change it up? How do you look for different things? How do you do different things? So that kind of, I guess, got us out of our comfort zone of being just a driving game.
Yeah. So when I talked to you, as you said, it was just kind of early stages. Mm. It was beyond an idea. I think you'd actually made the game. And then how did it sell?
So we had some viral posts, which launched us into the States literally overnight. We were driving up the Coromandel and switching on countries as we went into different reception zones. So it was pretty crazy.
What do you mean viral posts?
So someone shared it on a travel website and said, this is this crazy New Zealand game. And people went, yeah, we like that. And we had no idea. We just started getting all these emails saying, hey, I live in America. Can I buy? I live in Sweden. Can I buy? And we're like, what is going on? So
how exciting for you? Because I presume this started, like a lot of good ideas, started just sort of sitting around with a partner or a friend and saying, hey, wonder if we could do this.
Yeah, it did. So it literally started in our lounge. Me and James sat down one winter weekend and made it. We sold out our first night that we put it up on Facebook. And, yeah, it's just gone from strength to strength since then. And this has probably been the first year where I feel like I've kind of caught up to it and went, okay, I'm okay. And so we sold 100,000 Getting Lost games last year, which was more than our first 5 years combined. But we're coping. We can do it. Yeah. So we've sold over 200,000 in the time since we've been going, but last year just exploded.
You got a hit.
We got a hit, yeah.
Yeah. And do you hear from people who've bought it?
So many people. So my inbox is full with stories from people who have bought it, and it's actually how we create all of our games. Mm. So I've got a massive long list from people who will send me an email, a message, whatever, and say, stop me on the street. Mm. So you should make this game. And so we try to make 6 new games a year, and every game that we create, we co-create with our audience. Yeah. So we've got over 100,000 people who either follow us on social or on our email list.
Right.
And so we send
it
out.
So it's not just a purchase, it's more of a kind of a relationship.
It's a relationship, and they can co-create, they can help us come up with ideas, with themes, and we create
all in the sort of getting lost sort of realm.
So all in the idea of let's take something that you would do anyway and let's make it more random, let's get you away from search, from algorithms, from being on screens, and actually just introduce this completely random layer to what you're doing.
What does that success tell you about where people are at and what they want out of life and where they feel the modern world is at?
Yes, I think it's this pushback. So I think with algorithms, like it's really smart that, you know, you can type two letters into Google and it already knows where you're going. It sends you to restaurants that, you know, oh, I like that one because it's like all the other ones that I've been to. But our worlds are getting increasingly small. You know, all those things that you don't know that you love until you do it, and you go a place and you go, wow, this is unexpected, this is different, this is not something that I thought that I would love, but I do. But when we're being increasingly curated by digital algorithms, by people, like things that know us supposedly better than we know ourselves, yeah, how do you get out of that?
Well, they're designed to serve you up more of what you know you already like.
Exactly. No fail, no risk, no, and I don't know.
And that's the case with, sorry, you've actually inadvertently got me onto a topic which I've been thinking heaps about lately. I've just interviewed a guy, Kyle Chaker, who's got a book called Filter World. Have you come across him?
No.
Yeah, so this exact thing.
Yeah.
That we're living in a world that's been recommended to us and filtered for us.
Yes.
Part of his book is trying to work out how to break out of that.
I should send him a game.
I mean, even if you go to Japan, you'll end up in the same five places that everyone else goes.
Exactly.
That'll be great, but it's not how travel used to happen. Tell me about the grandparents' edition.
Yeah, so grandparents' edition. So we found last year a huge amount of grandparents buying our games. So they were buying it to play with their grandchildren, but they were also buying it for their children to play with their grandchildren as well. And so we thought, there's probably something in this. There's probably a game that we could create specifically for grandparents. So we did what we do at the start of all of our games, and asked our grandparents what they'd like to see in there. We had literally thousands of responses, heaps of emails, lots on social media. So it took us quite a bit of time to kind of filter through and figure out what it was that grandparents actually wanted to see. And at the heart of it came down to six key things that they wanted to see. So they wanted a way to bring the generations together, to find similarities that kind of weren't forced. Mm-hmm. They wanted a way to be able to document history that was being created right now. They wanted a way to be able to share history in a way that wasn't dry and that was age appropriate. They wanted to be able to have good old-fashioned fun that didn't cost a lot of money. They wanted to teach the younger generation, but not do it in a way that was preachy, and they wanted to create and make together. So our job from there was to figure out how that fitted into 10 to 15 words on a card. It's our biggest game yet, so we've got 30 directions on the front of the card, which are things to do at home, and 30 on the back of the card, which are things to do out and about. So depending on what kind of adventure you're having with your grandchildren, you can choose to do it at home or you can do it out and about.
How about you? You've changed your life. What were you doing before the game, before you invented the game?
So I worked as a strategist in an ad agency.
So you had some marketing nous anyway.
I had some marketing nous, and I guess I've worked in strategy and insights roles. It's always been about understanding people. That was the amazing thing about getting lost. We had chats with people for 4 years before we even created a product. And everything we do is led by people. Mm. We print in small batches. Everything's made in Auckland.
I had a guest last week who referred to human-centred design. I guess that's what you're doing.
Yes. Mm. So if there's something that people don't like and they tell us, we can change it because we're never printing more than, you know, a couple of hundred, or for our most popular games, a couple of thousand. So if grandparents came back and said, hey, we don't like this bit, it's something that we can change. Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, what an inspiring story. Thank you for coming in to tell us about
you.
It. I guess I should ask where people can find it if they're interested.
Yeah, definitely. So you can find us online at gettinglost.co.nz. And we're also in over 300 retailers, including Whitcall's stores nationwide. So you can find us there. But yeah.
Oh, my producer, Melita, wanted me to ask you about the driving version.
Oh, yeah. the Learner Driver Edition. So when kids learn to read, they rote learn. So they'll come home and say, you know, the cat sat here, dad sat here, mum sat here. We do a little bit of the same when we learn to drive. So we go around the same block over and over again with our parents. So we actually worked with the AA driving school on this one to make sure that we weren't too off base. So there's 15 directions. They're all things that you'll encounter in your driving test in New Zealand and in Australia. Things like roundabouts, stop signs, give way signs, but gamified in a way that you can, like, the kids don't know what to expect. Their supervising driver is calling out the directions. So it simulates what you'll find in your driving test a little bit more. And it's also the last game that you'll actually, well, one of the last games you get to play with mum and dad before you, you know, you've become a driver.
Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Kat McNaughton on her expanding game empire.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.